Welcome back to the IBM Support Assistant Update. My name is Glenn McGordy, I'm your host, and I'm with Terrence Quinn, our lead developer for the IBM Support Assistant project. In this session, we're going to go ahead and jump into data collection and problem determination tooling. And our first stop on the way to data collection is the case manager. Terrence, can you take a couple minutes and just explain quickly what is the case manager and how does this fit into data collection?
Understanding the case manager is a prerequisite to performing data collection and using problem determination tools. The case manager is a central repository or filing cabinet for all of your problem determination data relevant to a specific case or incident.
So that's helpful, Terrence. What exactly would you store in the case manager?
Well, Glenn, when you do a data collection, the information collected via that data collection is automatically put into the case, or perhaps you want to add your own custom notes, or maybe specific files that you already have on your system that are relevant to the case.
So, Terrence, what I think I hear you saying is that if you're working on a particular problem, you can store the information related to that problem, any data that's collected with that problem, and maybe some personal notes all within one specific case within the case manager. Makes it real easy for everybody to be able to look at that and get a feel for what's going on. But one question comes to mind. If you're collecting all that relevant information to a particular problem, is there a way that I can share that with somebody that's maybe going to take over the problem or help me with that specific problem?
Yes, every case has the ability to be exported to the local file system. And once you've done that, you can then maybe email it to your colleague or just use some file transfer mechanism to get it to your colleague. And they can easily import it into their case manager and help you collaborate and solve the problem.
Well, it sounds like the case manager is going to be very helpful. But let's talk about automated data collection. And I want to talk about the five key strengths about automated data collection. The first one being the ability to be able to customize data collection down to a product and to a specific symptom, which seems like it'd be very helpful. Very efficient. It's much faster than doing it manually, following a set of steps. Those of you who are familiar with the must gathers know that some of the must gathers are rather lengthy and sometimes not very easy to follow, and so this makes it a lot more efficient. It's repeatable. With similar inputs, you can get the same output each and every time. So if you're doing any kind of inventory collection that you want to compare to a previous day or such, you can do that pretty easily. It's simplistic. It's very simple to use. It's all menu-driven. There is a command line version of it as well, but basically it's very simple and follows some very simple steps. And then privacy. We ensure that we eliminate private or sensitive information. Things like user information and passwords are automatically hidden, and essentially it collects the equivalent of the must gathers. Again, if you're familiar with must gather documents, there are tests done to make sure that the equivalent data is stored within the data collection. The next point I want to point out within the IBM Support Assistant, Terrence, is it looks like there's a couple different options for customers depending upon their particular environment. It looks like you can either collect data through the workbench, the IBM Support Assistant workbench. You can use what you call the IBM Support Assistant Lite product. And then you have a remote collection using agents. I guess that's a more sophisticated technology. But can you start off by telling us a little bit about the local collection using Workbench?
Data collection from the Workbench is extended by installing various product add-ons. Once you've installed a product add-on that you would wish to perform a data collection for, you simply navigate to the data collection view and execute the data collection for that product add-on. The data collection information will automatically be placed into a case that you have selected prior to starting the data collection.
That's really interesting, Terrence. You mentioned that the data collection is done based on the product. What exactly is collected?
Well, Glenn, each collector is symptom-based. It gives the customer the ability to drill down deeper on the exact problem they're having and collect data specifically for a particular type of problem that they're having rather than the entire product itself.
So are you saying that if I'm having an issue, say with an out-of-memory issue, I can do data collection, or can you also do something like a trace within the data collector as well?
Sure, you can do that if the collector supports that.
Okay, so each of the collectors is basically designed based on the product. So the collectors are unique for each particular product.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Terrence, what if installing the workbench is not an option for me in my particular environment? Or let's say I just need to do a quick data collection. What other options do I have?
Well, Glenn, I believe what you would be looking for in this case would be IBM Support Assistant Lite. IBM Support Assistant Lite is essentially the core collection component from the workbench for a particular product.
And where would I get ISA Support Assistant Lite?
Well, you can get the IBM Support Assistant Lite functionality from two places. One, you can export a particular collector for a product from the workbench itself, or you can go to the IBM Support Assistant website and download the particular collector that you're looking for.
Excellent. Sounds like a good way to get a quick data collection, or if I have that situation where I can't put the workbench in my environment. Sounds good. So, Terrence, we're going to have two options for doing data collection. We execute those data collectors for the specific product, and now we're going to get the data collection that we want. But what do we do with the data now that we have that data back at our machine?
Well, Glenn, that's a very good question. Whether you're doing data collection from the workbench or via IBM Support Assistant Lite, you will be prompted if you would like to send the data collected to IBM. And you can do this via secure transport to IBM if you have a valid PMR, or send it to a third-party FTP server. Specifically from the workbench, remember, when you're doing data collection, it's going to be attached to a specific case. So once you've completed the collection, you can go back to the case manager, and then from the case manager, you can open the contents of the data collection via a data collection archive viewer that we have provided. And the data collection archive viewer will help you navigate through the various information within the collection archive itself.
That sounds great, Terrence. It sounds like we've got a quick way to do data collection. We have an easy way to view the contents and a convenient way to send it to IBM and associate that with a problem report, or what we call PMR, within IBM. I know we looked at a third option earlier. We talked about a third option earlier called the remote data collection, and I think we were talking about using agents, but let's do this. Let's hold off to the third part of this update, and we'll talk about that in more depth at that time. Terrence, when you were talking about data collection, and you talked about the idea of associating the data collection with a PMR, or a problem report for IBM, what if I don't have a PMR or a problem report open? Is there a way to do that from within the IBM Support Assistant?
Yes, Glenn. The workbench provides a convenient interface that allows you to open a service request or PMR. From this interface, you can open the service request and then attach associated data that's applicable to that request. Once you've opened the PMR request, you can always go back and view the status of the request or attach additional files.
That sounds very convenient. So it's almost 1, 2, 3. You collect the data, you can view the data, and then send it and open up a PMR all at the same time. That sounds like a very helpful set of tools within the IBM Support Assistant Workbench. Well, this wraps up the second part of our deep dive on IBM Support Assistant version 4.1. In the next part, we'll take a look at problem determination tooling, troubleshooting, remote data collection, and then we'll leave a section open for question and answer. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you on part 3.